What's up, YouTube? It's Young Man's Daily Red Pill, back for the upload. Appreciate you guys clicking on today's video, liking my content, sharing my content, just growing this brotherhood up. If you know anyone that needs a daily dose of red pill, this is your channel to go to. My goal is to help you take the red pill as early as possible to become the greatest version of yourself, the best version that you were meant to be, and self-actualize. So today's video is something that we can all relate to, guys. I mean, all of us that are watching red pill content now and that have fully taken the red pill can absolutely relate to what I'm about to talk about. And it's the worst, absolutely worst feeling as a man to go through in life and not know and not be aware of. And that is not knowing why she does what she does. Being totally lost. Being asleep. Being unaware of the female's nature, her actual true nature, and what she's capable of. It completely woke me up. It will completely wake up other men in the future, especially as things start to get worse, especially after this quarantine. Many men will start to wake up, and I promise you guys more men will wake up to this, because a lot of men are getting sick and tired of female nature. They're sick and tired of having to play these mind games and try to understand why she's doing certain things, such as why does she have men in her phone that she says are creepy in her DMs, but she keeps them around. Why does she do this? And then why does she tell you about it instead of just blocking them? Because she can't afford to tell you the real truth behind them. She can't afford to tell you that she slept with those guys. She can't afford to tell you that she secretly likes them, that she wants to sleep with them. See, her virtue must be protected at all costs. And that's one of the worst feelings as a man, when you don't understand a female's true nature, and that the real reason why she cheated on you was because she just wanted to try a new digging stick. That's the absolute reason why. She just wanted a new experience. She wanted to see if she could sleep with some guy that made her feel some type of way in that moment. And you will never know. And she might, and that guy will be in her phone, on her Snapchat, on her Instagram, on her Facebook, on all her social medias, and she will call that guy just a friend. But little do you know that they've hooked up in the past, or she's planning on sleeping with that guy. She won't tell you that she needs the male orbiter that she calls creepy in her phone because it gives her validation, free attention. She won't tell you that, because a woman needs some type of validation from other men just besides you. If she only gets validation and attention from one man in her life, she will not be with it. She will think something's wrong with her. She will think she's ugly. She will think she's unattractive. She has to have more than just one man's attention at all times. If she's secure in herself, which is about 2% of women, she won't need that. But we're talking about the far majority of women who need attention, who thrive off of attention, who need validation constantly from many men at once. And we'll do anything to receive that attention, which is why we see Instagram models, Instagram thoughts. This is the female nature. Once you truly figure out why she does what she does, it gives you clarity and a peace of mind that you never once had. I remember one time I had with my ex, and I was at her house, and she used to have pictures in her dresser that were kind of hidden, but it was of her ex that was before me. And I would always question her. I'd always say, why do you have these pictures of this guy that so-called, he treated you badly, and he was a bad boy. Why do you still have pictures of this guy? Why is he still in the picture? Why am I seeing his face still? Why do you even have memories of this guy? And you know what she told me? She told me the reason why was because she wanted to hold on to those memories, and that they were just prom pictures, when the whole time he was still blowing her back out. He was still messing with her behind my back the whole time. And I would always question. I never understood why she still had pictures of this guy all over her room. Why did she still have pictures of this guy? If he treated you so poorly, why? A lot of men that haven't taken the red pill have these eternal battles within their mind where it's just like they don't know what is going on. And that is the worst feeling as a man, to not know what's going on around you and your environment. we love to be in control of what's going on. We love to use logic and determine why we think certain things are happening. But when you don't have red pill awareness, when you don't have that red pill knowledge, it will just mess with your mind, the whole relationship. And you won't know why she does what she does. The real reason why she does what she does is because she doesn't love you. The real reason why she does what she does is because even if love existed, attention would still be greater than love for her. She would take a man's attention over sex. And she would take sex with another man over your boring, basic sex. You're too predictable. She knows what kind of positions you'll do. She knows your schedule. She knows your ins and outs of life. She knows what time you're coming home. She knows that you don't go out with the boys ever. She knows that you don't have a set schedule. Or she knows that you have a set schedule. She knows that you will always be there for her. You will always be up under her arms. You are too predictable. And she needs something that's unpredictable. She likes having that unstableness in her life. If you're too structured as a man, if you have too many things going for you, the average woman won't be here for it. There's too many simps out there that will drop whatever they're doing in order to be up under a female, for you to hold her to any type of standard, to have any type of accountability. I used to always wonder why my ex would always be weird at work when I would visit her. Why she would kind of like not really pay attention to me. Why she wouldn't tell people that I was her boyfriend when I would visit her at work. She worked at a little restaurant and bar. I would always wonder why. Like, I'm dropping her off, picking her up. She's living with me. I thought I was doing everything right. I thought I was being the nice guy, literally. She didn't have a place to stay. She didn't even have a vehicle. And I would completely help her with everything that she needed help with. I'd get up early, drop her off, drive an hour and a half to pick her up sometimes. And I was always confused as to why, when I would visit her, she acted as though I wasn't her boyfriend at work. And that used to bother the hell out of me. And why this one bartender who would always serve me, and I used to play basketball with, why he would always chop it up with me and act so cool and friendly, but then she would never come around when he was serving me. She would be whispering to her friends in the back kitchen whenever I'd be talking to this guy. And I could see other servers looking at me, other people in that restaurant, even managers looking at me. No one said anything. You know, that was the worst feeling I've ever experienced in my life. Not knowing that after I drop her off of work and she was on her lunch breaks, she was messing around with this guy the entire time. Even though I was picking her up, she didn't have a vehicle. She was a bum. She was literally a bum. But I, being the nice guy, didn't know this. I was blue pill. So I had no idea the entire time this guy was sleeping with my girlfriend. And I would shake his hand, we'd chop it up, we'd talk about basketball, we'd talk about sports. I'd go in there, watch sports all the time. But I just felt like something wasn't right. I had that intuition that something wasn't right. Why is everyone looking at me? Why do I feel as though I'm being left out of something? Something that I don't know about, something that's going on. But you have that sort of red, you have like a blue pill, almost awareness of the red pill, where it's like, you know something's out of ordinary, but you can't put your finger on it because you don't know female nature. You don't know why she does what she does. You don't know why other people are looking at you a certain type of way, and why they know things that you don't know because you're a blue pill. And that is the worst feeling ever. The worst feeling I ever experienced in high school was walking with my chick when I was probably about 15 years old. My first relationship ever. She told me she was a virgin. She wasn't a virgin. Besides that, I would walk with her around campus. We'd hold hands. And the looks I would get from other seniors, or from seniors, I was only like a sophomore, were the worst looks ever. It was the look of, I've slept with your chick. Why are you holding her hand? She's used. I've already had that. those type of looks. But I didn't know at the time. I just felt uncomfortable walking down the hallway with her. I felt just a little, like, a very uncomfortable. I don't know how to describe it. But you walk around just not knowing why she does what she does. Why do people look at you a certain type of way when you're with this chick? Do they know something that you don't know about? And then I would get mad at these guys when the whole time she was allowing this to happen behind my back. I'm sure many of you guys have had the same experience as me. Whether that was just a few of my red pill moments, I have so many more. I just wanted to share that with you guys, but let me know your guys' perspective and maybe stories that you've gone through, because in my personal opinion, I think being blue pill, the worst thing about being blue pill was just not knowing why she does what she does. And then having to pick the pieces together with your blue pill mind that's not aware of female nature, and hopefully that you guess why she's doing what she does, and you're right about that, which you're never right about. Because she just lies to you, and she's able to lie to the blue pill simp, and you actually believe everything she says that comes out of her mouth instead of just believing her actions. All right, so let's share your stories below. Let me know if you've had similar experiences, but by far, not knowing what she does was the absolute worst feeling in the entire world that I've ever experienced when I was blue pill. And that's why I'm so passionate about what I do here on this channel, because I don't want other men to experience that. I was the biggest simp. We'll get into that later though. I have stories on stories, guys, of looking back, me being the biggest simp mangina ever. Share your stories in the comment section below. Drop a like if you enjoyed my video. Hit that subscribe button if you want to join the community. Daily videos. Love you all. Have a blessed day.